Recording 22, Section 4, The Benefits of Literature. You will hear a lecture on the benefits of reading literature. Before you listen, you have 45 seconds to read questions 31 to 40.
Last week, my 16-year-old neighbour asked me to look over her essay on the value of reading. I read the text and was impressed by her elegant prose. But there was one glaring omission. Most of her essay was about how we read or why we read. In my opinion, how or why is far less important than what we read. No one today would deny that reading improves cognitive intelligence. I bet the top three students here are also the three biggest readers. However, a growing number of experts attribute literary fiction to a reader's enhanced capacity for emotional as well as cognitive intelligence. But what are emotional intelligence and literary fiction? Actually, emotional intelligence is a phrase popularized by the media. Academics like me prefer the term theory of mind, or TOM. TOM is the ability to attribute mental states, beliefs, intentions, desires, pretense, and knowledge to oneself and others, and to understand that others have states different from one's own. Notable deficits in TOM occur in people with schizophrenia, attention deficit, and autism spectrum disorders, or with neurotoxicity due to drug or alcohol abuse. What is literary fiction? Well, it's writing considered as classic, winning widespread acclaim, translated into many languages, and enduring over time. Think Jane Austen, Anton Chekhov, or F. Scott Fitzgerald, and people like Alaa Aswani, Paulo Coelho, or Alice Munro. The vast majority of books, however, are not literary. They're non-fiction or popular fiction. Non-fiction deals with facts, and popular fiction with formulaic stories. True, in pop fiction, readers go on an emotional journey, often in exotic settings, but while events may be dramatic, the external and internal lives of characters are predictable. This means readers' expectations remain unchallenged. Their view of the world is intact. By contrast, literary fiction focuses on the psychological states of characters and on their complex interpersonal relationships. Some writers adopt a technique called stream of consciousness, in which they minutely describe what is occurring in a character's head. Others only allude to a character's state of mind. In the first instance, readers may be exposed to ways of perceiving the world quite different from their own. In the second, their need to interpret intentions or motivations expands their emotional problem-solving capacity. So, despite being set in the real, often humdrum world, literary works defy expectations by challenging prejudices and undermining stereotypes. Five experiments by the New York academics David Kidd and Emanuele Castano have confirmed this. They invited hundreds of online participants to read extracts from non-fiction, popular fiction, or literary fiction, or not to read anything at all. On cognitive and emotional tests, Kidd and Castano demonstrated that readers of literary fiction performed better compared to readers of other genres, or those who did not read. It's conceivable that including literary fiction in the daily routine of prisons, as well as in schools and universities, would bear fruit. It is already known that those in the correctional system who receive credits towards liberal arts college degrees survive better on release. Medicating children with autism or ADHD has been fashionable, but having them read literature may improve their conditions. There are some lesser benefits to reading literary fiction. Firstly, it encourages discipline and connectedness. Discipline because the language or style may be complex, and a length of time is needed to finish it. Connectedness because readers identify strongly with great characters. Think about a generation of children who read the 7 Harry Potter books, devoting around 40 hours to them. An equivalent amount of time spent watching a TV series would not generate an equivalent emotional response. Secondly, neuroscientists in 2013 discovered enhanced neural activity in subjects who read fine literature daily. Those who read just before falling asleep were more likely to waken soothed and focused, unlike TV viewers. So why aren't schools, universities, and prisons insisting on more literary fiction? Why aren't sales of Nobel Prize winners soaring? Some say life is too demanding. Common Sense Media, a San Francisco-based non-profit organization, produced a report called Why Aren't Teens Reading? It showed that currently 27% of 17-year-olds read for pleasure almost every day, whereas in 1984, 31% did. 30 years ago, 9% of 17-year-olds said they seldom or never read for pleasure. By 2014, those figures had tripled to 27%. Many respondents attribute this change to needing time for other life skills. But it is my argument that, as complexity increases, the young become more adept at dealing with it when they read literary fiction. So, did I suggest my neighbour redraft her essay? No. I gave her a copy of The Little Prince, a French classic from 1943, and asked her to pass it on to a friend when she'd finished.
That is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet.